It is K-Rock Mile High Club, destination number 11. Chance for you to see Weezer at Crypto.com and get on the standby boarding list to see him again in Toronto. Your chance to qualify coming up in less than an hour on K-Rock. This is why Jed the Fish was the best. Legendary Jed the Fish, the DJ from K-Rock back in the day. I do a podcast called Three-Fourths Human. It's me, it's Sluggo, it's Cat Corbett, who worked here for a long time, and ChatGPT, who speaks and we hate. In this particular episode that came out yesterday, we're telling stories of the early days. This is even before I got here. In 86, 87, K-Rock got sold to a different company, and they moved from Pasadena to the Burbank studio where they were. And this is John Frost, who is our production guy, talking about his first memory of K-Rock, and it was with Jed the Fish.
And they decided, well, we're going to hold a client party, you know, to introduce everybody to the DJs. And we have such weird,
junky idea.
So they had sales things. They had all the clients coming to this, and they had rented the penthouse of the building on Olive, which was not rented out yet. So it was, you know,
huge.
Bare ceilings, huge bare ceilings and cool, you know, and they really did a great. It's the most amazing party I think I've ever been to. The one thing they did do, though, is they had all the staff to, like, dress them up because we look weird, you know, wear white tux and tails. So we had to go to this place where they had a deal.
Why would they put you in white tuxes with tails?
What? White tux and tails.
What?
And everybody was humming and hauling. Imagine Freddie Snakeskin, Jed.
No.
Swedish Eagle. Everyone in tux and tails. And I thought I would be funny, so I didn't wear pants. The pants part of the tux and tails. I was in a white tux with a white bow tie and no pants. So I wore like heart boxers with hearts on them. You know, I thought it was funny. And what are they going to do? You know, because I'm still covered. Well, Jed didn't know me and wasn't sure if I was a narc for the new company. And I was the only one with no pants on. And they had this fantastic, gigantic chocolate fondue fountain, which was there. And we're all walking around it and, like, talking to all these new clients and putting on our best, you know, putting our best foot forward. Well, I'm talking to some client who I don't know who it was. I feel this warm, wet thing on my butt cheek.
No.
And I turn around and Jed is literally, and I look at Jed right in the face and he's literally doing this.
He's licking his fingers?
With chocolate. He had just dipped his hand into the fondue and slapped me on the ass and grabbed it and rubbed it around so it looked like I pooped myself. And it was his way of asserting Jedness on the new guy. And that was my first real experience I can remember at K-Rock. And then I went on a grad everybody's and threw a stapler at their dicks. And, you know, I mean, all the things that I did. But Jed taught me that, so.
Called him Jed the Pudding Fish the whole time I was there. I started in 90.
That's why.
Finally, when you finally told that story to me, I'm like, home.
Yeah, and it was only because I wasn't wearing pants, and we knew that we were going to get in trouble if we ruined the tux. And so I called it on myself by being funny with the boxers, and Jed was not having that because Jed.
That's amazing.
Is the funny one.
Yes.
So that is from the current episode with John Frost. Three-Fourths Human is the name of the podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or any place you get your apps. If you want to watch the video, that's where we put our energy into. It's at patreon.com/three-fourths human. Just spell it all the way out. It is K-Rock's Mile High Club, destination number 11. Your chance to win tickets to see Weezer at the Crypto.com Arena when they play on October 24th. And you can qualify to see him again in Toronto coming up in less than 10 minutes right here on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Jason.
Hey, Jason, you're caller 20. You win.
Yeah, awesome.
You got tickets to see Weezer when they play Crypto.com Arena on October 24th, and you're on the standby boarding list to see him again in Toronto.
Amazing, man. I can't believe it.
It is the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Gasoline is at not an all-time high, but pretty close. So news stations in Southern California send out their reporters to talk to the man on the street about the gas prices and what they think about them. These are my favorite interviews.
The average gas prices here in L.A. County have now climbed above $6 per gallon. That's $1.30 more than when the war with Iran began about a month ago.
That is maybe the highest I've seen in Southern California in a long time.
National average is $4 per gallon. And if you're thinking, I would love to see $4, where is the $4 in my neighborhood? It's because, of course, L.A. is always going to be more for gas, and that is no exception.
Boo!
During these times, as you mentioned, the national average at $6. We're here in Los Feliz at the 76 off Los Feliz Boulevard in Hillhurst, where you can see it's 584, so just under $6. But AAA now reporting the average price is $6 per gallon in L.A. County.
Ask somebody on the street what they think of it.
These are peaks we haven't seen in years.
Please tell me you're going to do some interviews with people on the street about what they think about gas prices.
And it's not just L.A. County seeing these painful prices. We spoke to some drivers.
Here it comes.
Here in the area, this is what they had to say.
I have a friend that lives over here, and he told me that this is the best prices in town. And I'm like, I'll drive over there just for that, you know. So in Corona, Riverside area, we're like averaging five and a quarter. So for $4.99, I'll travel the extra miles.
She might be the best interview in that particular case ever. All right, so interview one in the books. She will travel to get cheap gas. Now, the next interview that she does, she has problems miking people. So putting the microphone in front of the guy she's interviewing is a foreign idea to her.
Beverly Hills Fire Department, the best in the world. The gas is high, though.
All right. The gas is high, though. So now she asks his name.
With Chad?
Chad, definitely.
Chad, okay.
Not that we could hear, but he said, yeah, my name's Chad.
You rolled up in a Porsche.
A Porsche. I'm happy you said it correctly. A Porsche indeed.
Yeah.
I'm very happy she said it right, you know?
I did say it correctly.
Okay, good. Points for you for saying it correctly. How about the gas?
So you drove up in the Porsche here. We're talking about gas prices. What does it take to fill up your teeny tiny car? Ridiculous. It's nearly $6. You rolled up. I'm guessing, but you're not doing regular, right? You're not putting your regular in Porsche.
Let him talk.
Which one?
It's the highest one.
You have to put.
Why can't we hear him?
Premium gas.
Yeah, I'm going to have to change my shirt to need money for Porsche.
All right, so she finally got him mic'd, but then she doesn't bring the microphone back in front of her own mouth.
Need money for Porsche.
Need money for Porsche.
In order to fill it all up. Are you coming in on empty or are you coming in on a fumes?
I'm coming in on fumes. I'm coming in hot. I'm going to go fill up now and try to beat this traffic.
Mike Tim, not herself.
Try to beat this traffic. But fingers crossed that the gas prices go down. Thank you, Chad. Appreciate it. He's going to vroom away here on his Porsche, but we're going to be talking to more people this morning.
Yes, people on the street interviews are my favorite. What are they supposed to say about gas prices being high? Yeah, they're high. Yep, I wish they were lower. We're going to talk to more people later today, all of whom will say the same thing.
Man, this is f***ing weak.
Small black flies with a wicked bite are swarming areas of the San Gabriel Valley. Vector control experts say they aim for the eyes, and the bite is painful.
Did you know there was a small fly that's smaller than a mosquito that targets your eyes? Animal Stories is next on K-Rock. I was unaware of little black flies that bite your eyes. Experts describe the insects as smaller than mosquitoes, but far more aggressive. They aim for the eyes. What? It's time for Animal Stories.
Small black flies with a wicked bite are swarming areas of the San Gabriel Valley. Vector control experts say they aim for the eyes, and the bite is painful.
They bite the eyes.
They're biting black flies. And so these are different than your regular house fly.
Different because they're attracted to your breath and the salty moisture of your eyes.
Don't love it.
Oh, that's disgusting. What, do you go? I mean, you're not going blind.
No.
Ana Estias with San Gabriel Vector Control says local black flies are more of a nuisance than a health concern.
Doesn't an animal that bites my eye, isn't that more than a nuisance?
They are a vector for river blindness, which is a disease that you can transmit. But that's not something that we see here. It's mostly known in other parts of the world.
I don't want anything to bite my eyes.
I'm with her. I don't want anything to bite my eyes.
Even if they don't transfer anything, you know, that sounds pretty bad.
I'm with her. That sounds really bad.
Swarms are abundant from Azusa to Altadena. Vector control technicians are targeting black fly larvae in local riverbeds.
Our residents are really struggling right now. They're overwhelmed with the amount of black flies.
Overwhelmed by flies that bite your eyes.
What's different this year? The black flies are showing up early. We usually see them in May and then another surge in August. So to see them right now, vector control experts say, is concerning.
Right now, we're experiencing very warm weather, and we're seeing the river level a little bit higher than usual. So that's creating new breeding sites that we have to address.
Black flies have a 5-mile flight span and can live for up to 2 months.
Nope. Little nasty sons of bitches.
To prevent bites, experts recommend DEET insect repellent and a hat with a face net.
Telling you right now, a hat with a face net, not happening. Can't cover up the moneymaker.
They thrive in running water, so if you have a water feature, turn it off for 24 hours once a week.
Turn off your water features.
You are all going to die tonight.
Love to see Weezer performing live on the roof of a bar near the beach. That just happened yesterday. It's K-Rock. Three Things at Four is coming up next on K-Rock.
And I'm going to tell you about a woman in Michigan who escaped out of a cop car.
Okay.
Yep. She's made of spaghetti.
It's Kevin Ryder with the 420 catch of the day on the way. Megan Holliday is here now with Three Things at Four.
K-Rock.
K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q.
Three Things at Four.
Number one, a brawl broke out during a charity hockey game between the between the New York City Fire Department and the New York Police Department. Here's the story.
In New York City, a charity game between the FDNY and NYPD on the ice turned into a total brawl. Soon after the puck drop, gloves went flying for some of the players on the ice. The NYPD came up on top with a 3-2 win over the FDNY, the first time in a decade that the police bested the firefighters.
Dude, these guys were throwing down. I can't wait to show you the video of this. And I would have donated a lot more money after seeing the amount of energy that was put into this fight. We love hockey fights.
Yes, we do.
We live for them.
Yep.
Number two, police in Michigan are still searching for a woman who pulled off what might be the most flexible escape of the year. And the whole thing was caught on a man's Facebook live stream. So video shows her sitting in the back of a patrol SUV. And yes, she's handcuffed. Then she slowly leans toward a partially open rear window, squeezes her head out through the narrow little gap. Then she kind of looks around, and somehow she lifts one foot out. You're looking at her, and you're just going, there's no way that she's not going to land.
She's not going to get out.
She's not going to get out.
B, if she does, she lands right on her face.
On her face, yeah. For sure. And this was the most flexible woman I've ever seen. She gets one leg out, puts it down, then the other one, and then she just runs off. She literally
still
just
handcuffed.
Escapes. The police were, they were nearby, but they were looking for a truck, so they didn't even see her run off, and she is still at large.
Love it.
Still at large, this woman.
They should let her go. She
made
earned
up
it.
She kind of did. And then I'm just thinking, well, how does she get the handcuffs off after that? That's the part I want to know about.
Good question.
Number three, you know me, I love a good heist, but I definitely wasn't expecting there to be a heist of over 12 tons of chocolate. Yeah, I know.
What?
I know that makes you sad. Okay,
yeah.
Here's the story.
If you're already having a bad day, I regret to inform you that it just got worse because nearly 400,000 Kit Kat bars are missing. Real life chocolate heist has went down and nearly 500,000 Kit Kat bars are missing. We're talking a 12-ton shipment, over 400,000 bars stolen while in a transit across Europe. Kit Kat took to X and posted a statement confirming a truck carrying the chocolate bars straight up disappeared between production and distribution. The company says they're now working closely with authorities and supply chain partners to investigate. But luckily enough, they said they are no safety concerns and supply isn't expected to be impacted. Now while Nestle is investigating, Domino's UK entered the chat offering their condolences and they casually announced that they're now working on a Kit Kat pizza. So to Kit Kat, we're sending our sincerest regards during this time.
Okay, but Domino's coming out of nowhere to make a Kit Kat pizza, they're basically publicly admitting their guilt.
That's pretty great.
They did this heist.
Agreed.
I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This is not a news song, but it's one maybe you missed by Nothing But Thieves. It's called If I Get High. It is in the animated superhero series Invincible, which was written by Robert Kirkman, who's the guy who did Walking Dead. And it's the most Shazammed song of the week. The band described the idea of grabbing someone from an afterlife and bringing them back to the land of the living. The song is called If I Get High Enough. It's Nothing But Thieves. He has an amazing voice. And it's our 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That is an 11-year-old song that I had not heard before. It's called If I Get High. It's by Nothing But Thieves. It was featured in Amazon Prime Video's Invincible animated superhero series, which was written by Robert Kirkman, also the guy who did The Walking Dead. And it is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. We have tickets for you to see Weezer at Crypto.com Arena on October 24th.
And get on the standby boarding list to see them again in Toronto. Your next chance to make that happen is coming up at 6 on the world famous K-Rock.
It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holiday.
And we have your tickets to the Darker Waves Music Festival happening in Huntington Beach on November 14th.
Tell you all about that coming up in a second on K-Rock. My point is, he's the supposed headliner.
Yes.
And I am not going to tell people that he will be there.
Oh, at the Darker Waves Music Festival.
The Darker Waves Music Festival is happening in Huntington Beach, Saturday, November 14th. Headlined by... question mark? Morrissey. Question mark. Stop it with this. Why do we keep booking him?
I know, honestly. Because remember the story where he canceled playing in Spain because he didn't get enough sleep?
That was like 3 weeks ago.
And he said he was going to need a full year to recover.
Yes.
So I don't know if till November is going to be enough time.
Ridiculous.
But here's the thing. There's so many other good bands that are on this lineup. You got the Smashing Pumpkins, Simple Minds, Bad Religion, Soft Cell, Psychedelic Furs.
Silver Sun Pickups.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Damned. Yeah, the list goes on. So even if he doesn't show, it's still going to be a great time.
You mean when he doesn't show? We should call it the Morrissey No Show. That's what we should call it.
I like that.
It's Darker Waves. It's Saturday, November 14th, and we are going to give those tickets away, the first pair of tickets away, to the best caller in the next hour. The topic, we had a guy call yesterday. We recorded him because he didn't call with the right topic.
Yeah, yesterday we were doing You Ruined a Surprise. And
this guy called, and we recorded him to use today so we could do this topic.
Well, it was January 10th. And I had a hard day at work, and I was on my way home, and I got home, and my high school son says to me, "Did you remember that it's Mom's birthday today?"
That laugh tells you everything you need to know. Did you remember Mom's birthday is today? So you forgot something important.
Yes.
We've all done it.
Oh, yeah.
Me more than most.
Oh, yes. I would have to say so.
I got married. In 23.
Yeah.
And had the ceremony in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And it occurred to me as the officiant was speaking that I had forgotten the ring upstairs. It was upstairs. I knew right where it was, but it was upstairs.
You're so lucky that you were at your house.
Yeah, no kidding. And so literally I had to run to go upstairs to get the ring.
Oh, my God.
And our officiant said, "We've got a runner." So I forget
so
things
good.
More than most. And we're going to take your phone calls and or texts on you forgot something important.
Yes.
It could be birthdays. It could be Christmas.
Could be a passport.
Could be a passport,
yep.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
Anything that's important that you could forget. That's what we're looking for at 800-520-1067, your calls and or texts.
Yes, and then the best call, of course, we're going to send you to the
Morrissey No
Show, a.k.a. Darker Waves Music Festival.
You forgot something important, 800-520-1067.
657 said, "We took a trip to the desert for the weekend, and we went to the middle of nowhere, and I realized... I forgot to pack the toilet paper."
Oh.
I need to know the follow-up. What did you guys do?
I don't want it. I don't want it. You forgot something important is the topic today.
323 said, "I forgot my kid at home and went to work. And when I got to work, I got a call from my wife saying, 'Where's our son?' And I thought you took him. And sure enough, I forgot him at home." This is insane. We're getting a lot of texts like this.
We are taking your phone calls of you forgot something important. And for the best call,
we've got your tickets to the Darker Waves Festival, Morrissey, the Smashing Pumpkins, Simple Minds, that's happening, and many more, happening in Huntington Beach on November 14th.
All right, you forgot something important?
Hi there. I might have killed my ex-girlfriend's guinea pigs.
Nope.
No, I don't think so.
K-Rock, hello.
Yeah.
You didn't kill an animal, right?
No.
All right, good. Go ahead.
No, I forget my work ID and I can't get into the building. I think that was your question, wasn't it?
Yeah, what do you forget that's important? Yes.
My work ID. I can't get in the building. I can't open the door without it.
Yeah, I've forgotten my work ID probably more than anyone on earth.
And if you forget it in this, like, say you leave it here in the studio and you go out to the bathroom and you forget it, you're screwed.
Yep.
You're stuck.
You got
to
get like.
I've done that so many times. I leave it, then I walk out to go to the bathroom. I can't get back inside.
That
are you
is
stuck?
Not good.
Are you stuck right now? You kind of sound like it.
K-Rock, hello.
Hi.
You forgot something important.
Yeah. So my parents are huge hippies. And they have a group of friends that like to do crazy stuff together. This was back when I was a kid, and they decided to make up some kind of invention with pumpkins, pumpkin wine.
They're making their own pumpkin wine.
Excellent.
Okay.
And they decided to all come over to our kitchen, put all the ingredients in the pumpkin, set it on top of our laundry, like, room thing, and just left it there and completely forgot about it. And then around, like, it had to be about 5 to 6 days later, in the middle of the night, we hear this huge explosion. And we're like, we thought it was an earthquake, but it was actually the pumpkin exploding in our kitchen.
Oh my God.
It completely exploded. And there was pumpkin guts everywhere.
Oh.
And just dripping and smelled Ew. Like fermented, just gross wine. And my parents called like all their friends and they all came over at like 3 o'clock in the morning and spent about a day cleaning up our kitchen.
Oh my God, that's so bad.
Your parents' friends are hippie degenerates.
They still talk about it to this day.
K-Rock, hello. You forgot something important.
Okay, so one day I had a really hard time at work. I decided to go do some real retail therapy in Pasadena.
Right.
I forgot my kid at school.
Oh, no!
Oh, my God. So how did you figure it out?
It was 6 o'clock and I was like, oh my God, I was supposed to have picked him up from the after school program, and I had to call his dad and be like, please pick him up. I know you're closer, and fess up that I was in Pasadena.
She totally forgot. Oh my God, this is so good.
Hey Rock, hello, you forgot something important.
So I didn't, but I went to a cousin's wedding one time and the groom forgot his suit.
He forgot his suit?
Yeah, I think that's like the worst thing you could forget ever, and it's the easiest thing. And
suit or ring?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we were in Big Bear, and the only solution was someone had to drive to Victorville and get his suit.
No.
So the whole wedding was postponed like 4 hours. We were just sitting around doing nothing.
Oh, my
wow.
God.
What a loser that guy is, huh? Who's with me?
We're taking your calls on You Forgot Something Important at 800-520-1067.
You forgot something important.
So the 714 said, I missed my daughter's first day of kindergarten. I am astonished at how many people have either forgotten really important kindergarten days or just forgotten to pick their kids
their
up.
Kids, yeah.
Altogether. Screw those kids.
Yeah,
who needs them? They're like, whoops, we made a mistake.
You forgot something important is the topic at K-Rock.
So the 657, I read this one earlier about how they took a trip to the desert. They were in the middle of nowhere, and they forgot the toilet paper.
Yeah, so, you wanted to know what the follow-up was.
Yes, and so then they texted back. I said, you know, what did you guys do? And the follow-up is use a shirt and kept getting it wet and wringing it out and using it over and over.
Gross.
And then I immediately regretted asking. And then texted back again and said, also later that night got drunk, forgot to use a condom, and now I have twin girls.
Oh, wow.
So I just really love the entire series of events here.
That's something. All right. Your phone calls. You forgot something important?
Don't judge.
All right. Don't judge. Go ahead.
I work from home, and repeatedly, I've forgotten to pick my kids up from school.
Oh, my God.
Phone call.
So many people
yeah.
have forgotten to pick up their kids.
Well, I mean, imagine the schedules that parents have to keep straight.
Yeah, that's
it
true.
It does make sense. How many times have you forgot your kid?
Let's see, in first grade, fourth time, second grade, twice.
I'm not sure we have this kind of time. Yeah. K-Rock, hello.
Yes, we planned a fabulous trip with our friends at their house in Rosarito. And the day of, we look at the kids' passports, and we totally forgot to renew them. They were expired.
Oh, your kids' passports were expired? Oh, no.
They were fully expired. Like, you can't even go if it's 6 months from being expired.
No, but my husband gets a fabulous idea of, like, let's try this. They're kids. They'll let us pass through. For sure, they'll do it. Ours are good. They'll let us go through. No. We tried going through, like, the walking way. They denied us. They literally deported us from Tijuana.
Oh, my God.
All right. So I was living in Arizona back in 2021. We took a drive out to California to visit some family. About 3 hours, 4 hours in, I left my wallet at home.
Oh, no, dude. So what'd you do?
Well, you had a good trip before you had to turn around. K-Rock, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. You forgot something important.
Yeah, I mean, I forget my kids in clothes playing, but one time, 2018, over at WonderCon, I forgot a signed box set by Ed O'Neill from the Married with Children box set. I left it in the bathroom.
No.
And I waited 4 hours to meet him, and I forgot.
Oh, you waited no. 4 hours to get him to sign that and meet him.
Man.
Went right to the bathroom and left it there.
I was a big Married with Children fan.
Oh, my God. And so when did you remember? Like, did you go back and check to see if it was there?
Oh, no, no. I was already home checking my bag. And then I realized,
Oh, no. Dude. That is not ideal.
No. Poor guy. Aw, here's the memories.
I think I love the texter.
I love the texter, and I actually got him on the line. And his name is David.
Hey, David.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Yo.
How's it going with you?
Well, let's just say I'm glad I forgot the condom that day because I got beautiful girls now.
Excellent.
Oh.
Excellent.
I love
and
that.
Like I said, just if you go somewhere far and you don't have any means to get to a store, make sure you bring some toilet paper.
That's great advice.
Some really good lesson.
Solid advice.
Yeah. Well, you just won tickets to go to the Darker Waves Music Festival, dude.
Hell yeah, that's awesome.
With Morrissey? Question mark. Smashing Pumpkins and a whole lot more.
Yes.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
All right, David, congrats.
We have a chance for you to see Weezer 2 times.
Yes, you're going to win tickets to see them at Crypto.com Arena and then get on the standby boarding list to see them in Toronto. And that is coming up at 6 on the world famous K-Rock.